Continue on Hilchos Kiddushin and Evan Ezer Simon Samach Beis. So we're up to the Mechaber now, Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Bracha Zu Shemosifin Beis Chasanim, he Bracha Achrona, Misheva Brachos Shehi Bracha Bir Chasas Shebara. Okay, not Nogay, this is not Nogay at us. But Vyesh Omrim Af Asher Bara Ein Mavarach Kol Shiva Ella Kimizamanim Acherim Aval Im Ochel Im Bnei Beis Ein Mavarach. And we only say Sheva Brachos Hashebara when you have people who are there outsiders. But if there's just the family having the Suda, then you don't have Sheva Brachos. Okay, that's also not so important for us. But what he writes further is that Bamed Vamamur, when this is all true, Kishi Ochlin Haim Sham Du Birchas Nisuin, when the people who were eating with you were there present at the Birchas Chasan Nisuin, at the Chuppah, the Sham HaBrachos. We're getting into now the halachas of Panim Chadashas, very important halachas right now. So if people were present with you under the Chuppah and they heard the Brachas, so then they are no longer part of Shabbat, they're not Panim Chadashas. Aval Im Hayuha Ochlin Acherim, the people eating with you on another Suda, are other people who were not present at the wedding. They didn't hear the Shabbat Brachos under the Chuppah. So then, Mevarchin Bishvilam Acher Birchas Hamazon Shabbat Brachos. So then, for these new Panim Chadashos, you need Shabbat Brachos at this new Suda. That Kiderach Shemevarchin Bishas Nisuin, you have the same Shabbat Brachos that we said under the Nisuin, under the Chuppah, we're having now during the Shabbat Brachos meals. V'hu, it's so long as Sheyehu Asara, that has to be a Minin, has to be a Minin, V'achasim Min HaMinin, you count the chasam as part of the minyan. So according to the Mechaber, this first opinion, the definition of Panim Chadashos is a person who is not there at the chuppah. Now, the Yesh Omrim,
where does the concept come from to have the Panim Chadashos?
It's based on the Gemaras and the Lamedas that it's about people giving a bracha to the chasam kala. So if they weren't present at the chuppah, if they were present, they already gave their brachas. But they weren't present at the chuppah, so now there's the opportunity to give another bracha to the chasen and kala.
So how does that work with the birchas hamazon? You have the chuppah, and then you have the dancing, the meal, and then you have birchas hamazon.
They discuss, very good. They discuss this. I remember, I haven't seen this in a week. I haven't reviewed it yet this week, but it's somewhere discussed. I think we'll come across this. The Yesh Omrim, the others say, Shafilu hayu b'shas ha-chuppah. Now some say, even if they were present at the chuppah, Vishamu habrachos, and they heard the brachos, imlo achlu sham, if they didn't stay for the meal, arata, until now, later on during the week, they joined one of the restaurants for shav brachos, that qualifies as mikre, that's called panim chadashos. Umevarchim bishvilam shav brachos, acher birchas amazon vechein pashit haminach. It's very lemaisa. A person shows up to a chuppah, doesn't stay for the meal, he, according to this mechaber, he is still considered a panim chadashos, and that's how the mechaber paskins.
What if you missed the chuppah? You were just there for the meal.
So then, if further, certainly he wouldn't be, certainly not. The Yesh Omrim, they're those who say in the Ramah, De'im hayu sham panim chadashos, af api she'ein ochlim sham, mevarach bishvilam laila v'yom. Some say if there were panim chadashos, even though they weren't eating at this meal during the week of Shabbat brachos, you would still say a bracha. Meaning panim chadashos could just show up. If you have a minion of people who need to bench, and they just show up for, not even for dessert, they just show up for the Shabbat brachos, that seems from this Ramah, it's according to Yesh Omrim, that is, that would qualify as requiring Shabbat brachos.
Now is it man, woman, child, or man?
They don't distinguish at all. I don't remember seeing a distinction between man or girl. Look now, if you jump to the bottom of the Sif, the Pisket Shuva. So look at the Pisket Shuva, Sif Katan Yud Dalet. The Pisket Shuva writes, V'lo shamu, ayin ber hetev, de'afilu imrak echad panim chadashos. Or, whatever, panim, a face is called panim in general. But you have beautiful panim, there are two sides, there's cheeks. But all you need is one. And Ayin Sefer Zachar Lavram, Shekasev Isha Lo Chashiva Panim Chadashos. A woman who doesn't qualify, Dein Panim Chadashos Ela Lemi, Sheroi Lehimanos Basara, Shel Birchas Chasanim. Has to be a man or someone who is Roy for a minion above Bar Mitzvah. It can't be an Eved. All these different dinim. Lufiz A writes, and Hu Adin Avadim Vekatanim Lo Chashive Panim Chadashos.
This applies also at the wedding?
This applies at the wedding as well.
So what do we do?
What do you mean?
I'm saying,
for the benching after the suda of the wedding.
There should be, I mean, how you panim chadashos?
Yeah.
That's discussed. That was Ezra's question.
We didn't get there yet.
So if someone discusses, I have to find out where this is. But someone does address this issue. They say it's fine. I'm not sure if they say it's all continuous, but hopefully we'll get there. Now he writes here at the end, the Kasav Ode, at the end of the Pesachei Tshuva here, Dim Hischilu, if they started the Hischilu, what does that stand for again? Birchas Chasan, very good. Biyud, V'yatsu Miktasan, and then some of them left. V'chainim Hischilu B'fanim Chadashos V'halchu Gomrim. If the guy was there, you know, there's a minyan, or there's a Panim Chadashos already, and then they walked out, so as long as they showed up for the beginning of the meal, that actually qualifies as Panim Chadashos, and you could go ahead and say the Sheva Brachos at the end. Okay, let's see what we can find here. Okay, I think we discussed this halacha in the past, that there is no obligation to have Sheva Brachos. It's a rakim is damin. If it happens to be, you have 10 people and you have a Panim Chadashos, then you would say Sheva Brachos, but there is no obligation, and many, there are a lot of chassanim nowadays who are not interested in having every single day a Sheva Brachos, and they'll say, I'll pass off, I need one day of break. It's very, very tiring for them. But still, nonetheless, they quote from many of the poskim here that Misha wrote to Lahadir, Lasos mina muvchar, Lasos b'choyom. It's an Indian to Lahodos, Lashabech, Lashmois Barach, Tavola Bracha. Such a person gets a big bracha for doing this, so it is a very nice thing. Now he writes here as follows, okay, this is also nogeya. Let's say a person, what does a person have to eat to be considered to disqualify himself from panim chadashos? So let's say he goes and he doesn't want to wash. He eats at the suda, he eats at the chasana, but he doesn't wash, still that he loses the shame of panim chadashos. As long as you ate a meal, that's you're disqualified from being panim chadashos moving forward. But let's say you ate at the smorgasbord before the chuppah, and you did not eat afterwards, so according to some poskim, you are still considered panim chadashos. You made it for the smorgasbord chuppah, you had to run to some other place, so you are still considered panim chadashos. That's a big chiddush. But he quotes that from the tshuvas. It doesn't have anyone who argues on this.
Why is it the meal that makes a difference, not the brachas by the chuppah?
Part of the idea is that they're going to be excited when they see you as well. Part of it is the excitement. They didn't see you as part of the meal, so you came and you left, they didn't notice you. That has to do with it as well. Okay.
Sorry, and according to that sheet that they excited to see you, sometimes you go to somebody's house or whatever, and they invite somebody, a neighbor of theirs, you don't know them from the Chassan Kalman?
Yeah, it has to be someone who brings Simcha. It's a random guy, it wouldn't work. It would not work. It has to be a guy that brings Simcha to the Chassan Kalman. Yeah.
Oh, wow, so for strangers wouldn't.
Yeah, it seemed that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It seems that wouldn't work. It has to be a certain person who brings Simcha to the
Chassan Kalman.
Unless the Simcha is that they're making the 10 people. That's the Simcha.
Good. No, that's a requirement. You have to come into
some... Aval Ein Likro, he's quoting here. This is quoting from the different poskim. Ein Likro Listam Adam Erechov. Don't call just random guy off the street. Diba'in and Adam Shesamechim Likrosa. That the Chassan Kalman are excited to see, not a waiter.
Chassan Kala or the person who's making the meals?
No, the Chassan Kala. Everyone cares who's making the meals. Doesn't make a difference. It's the Chassan Kala.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they usually invite their neighbors.
Yeah.
Right. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. It's no good. Right. Parents, friends, they'll make me happy.
It's interesting also, because most of the people that would be missing at the Chassan Kala were out of the way.
Yeah, so it's hard to really find those guys, yeah.
You know, unless someone's out of town.
Yeah, this is true. Okay. Fine, so the Mechaber writes now in Sif Ches. Yes, yeah.
That's a bad thing. Yeah,
that's
the
reason why not to have the
Shabbat.
It's hard to find.
Yeah, that's like Gabriel said, very hard. Hopefully the friends you probably invited to the wedding.
You know what, I'm going to not go to anyone's wedding anymore. I'm
going to
go to
the
wedding.
Don't eat by the meal. Don't eat by the meal.
That's
fine. Says the Mechaber Sifches, Yesh Omrim, there are those who hold She'enam Nikram Panim Chadashos. This is very Lamaisa. People confuse this halacha a lot. She'enam Nikram Panim Chadashos Elim Kain Haim B'nei Adam Shemarbim B'Shvilim. Like we just saw that there, the Mechaber says they have to bring Simcha to the individuals. Fine, so that's one very important point. And then, if you look, Look at the Mishnah. Sorry, the Chelkas Machokek. One second. Look at the Chelkas Machokek in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. He writes, "Bnei Adam Shemarbin Bishvilam Kitzas So Poskim Kasvu Shederach Laharbos Bishvilo Mashvehol V'roy Laharbos L'chvoda." Meaning, if they were coming to the meal, you'd add a little bit something extra in their honor. So now that really is limiting who you're, you know, even friends who might make you happy wouldn't necessarily give a special course, a special dessert just because your friend came. So it's someone who's roy. Now, even though you might not lemaisa af shelo Hebrew, even though lemaisa you didn't make it more kavadik, it's someone who mikol makom ika is simcha yisera. So I don't know. I need to look in some of the contemporary poskim to see what they say lemaisa bizman hazeh. But it seems very now. According to what we're pulling out of this right now, straight from the Shulchan Aruch, and even here, that it would be hard to have a real Shev Brachos during the week with Panim Chadashos.
But can it be like almost starts to act, meaning if you have people off the street that show up, and then they speak to the Chasen the Kyle, and it turns out that they actually like them, say that, can it work?
Right.
Maybe.
Right. He's saying if they make them really happy, I don't not sure.
Not a gift.
Right, I don't know. It seems from the way it's being presented that it's really there's a pre-existing relationship, but it could be retroactively. Like, I should have known that guy my entire life. And unfortunately, I only met him
it's
here.
It's hard to find new people that'll light up the chazan
right
in our life when they walk in the door.
Right. So we have to find Mlamed Zechus.
Maybe the wedding made them feel that way.
Yeah. It's very schwer. Yeah, I know. Tarachin. Okay. Yeah, it could be. So Sefer Mechaber writes, "V'yeshomrim right, v'yeshomrim the Shabbos v'yom tov rishon v'sheni havik panim chadashos. They serve as panim chadashos besudas halayla v'shachris, aval lo besudas shlishish v'chein pashit haminag. That shal shudas does not qualify as panim chadashos. Only Friday night and the Shabbos day suda." Qualify, and the Rama writes, "V'achshav nagu b'medinos elu levarach shabrochos besuda shlishis." Ah, that's the practice. How is this possible? Efshir mishum deregilim lava panim chadashos, because it's open to the entire shul, and lechora there's going to be some others. There'll be some guys going to come who's panim chadashos. That's why, but not because the shal shudas itself serves as panim chadashos, but rather because there must have been panim chadashos that showed up. The Yeshomim others explain because Metam de Regilun Lidrosh Vadrosha Vikabanim Chadashos is a big drasha of the Shal Shudas, and the drush itself serves at some level of Panim Chadashos. What you see clearly from here, the fact that Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shal Shudas could serve as a Panim Chadashos, you don't need a person, you just need something that brings more simcha to the Chasan and Kala. So there's an interesting Ber Hetev, you know, coming off the heels of Purim. He says, Tzarech in, the Sifkat and Yud, Tzarech in Purim, Nikrim Panim Chadashos. What about Purim? Does Purim qualify? Purim's a day of Simcha and Mishta. So maybe it does. It's not called a Yontif, though, so maybe it does qualify as Panim Chadashos, maybe it doesn't. A lot of the halachas of Avelis are suspended for Purim. So it's Tzarech in whether it qualifies as Panim Chadashos. If you look now at the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Tesvav, he writes, "Dishabes v'yamtuf, ayin b'tshuvas tshuva me'ava chelik aleph im bias mitzvah toch sheva yimei mishta." He goes on to explain the panim chadashos im lo tiyeh chashuva panim chadashos. So it gets involved. Actually, let's skip this one here. Let's jump now to Sif Katan Tezayin. He says, "Efsher mishum deregilim Tezayin." Ayin b'tshuvas harama pimpano simin mem shekasev desuda shlishes nami. Mikre Panim Chadashos al piasod b'sefer Zohar. You know, Ramavi Pana was very versed in Kabbalah, so al piasod Panim Chadashos is the greatest, it's the most Kedusha of all the Sudos, and that certainly is going to qualify as Panim Chadashos based on Kabbalah. That what? I was Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Tes Vav is also interesting. I didn't want to do Tes Vav, but it's a very interesting Pischei Tshuva. I'll just take a look there on your own. Okay. Okay, let's now move to Sif Tes. Sif Tes, and we'll stop after this. The Sif Tes, and Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim she'en lomar shisha brachos al kos birchas amazon. Ella maybe kos acher vomer alav sheish brachos v'chozer lokeach kos shel birkas amazon vomer alav bori piar gafen. What happens? We have two cups. It's shel brachos. So one cup is the guy benching. He has the cup there. He said, "Rabbi Sain varech on that cup." He goes on to it. Then you have another cup which is passed around for shel brachos. And then the mevarich, the guy benching, lean benching, says the hagafen or the seventh bracha on a that separate kos. That's what you're supposed to do.
And so
yeah,
both brachos?
Yeah. Mine says vav. So
where?
No, it should be vav brachos, and then the seventh one is the bor pir gafen. So
it's printed in the original.
Fine. And then he says v'yesh omrim. There are those who say shein tzarech ela al kos shel birchas hamazon mevarach sheva brachos v'chein pasha minag. There's no need for separate kosos. You got the same kos used for benching to be used for sheva brachos as well. Ubimedinos elu noagin kisvar harishona. We pass like the first way that there should be separate brachos, separate kosos. What do they do in svardi sheva brachos? Do you remember, Aaron? Two. You have two also. V'yesh omrim. Da filu la'asha bara l'chud ba'inan shtei kosos. Fine.
Do you mix them or anything?
Yeah, so they don't discuss that here. I wonder, I haven't seen the post to discuss this. The custom is to mix them together. We'll look around and we'll see if any. But let's,
you mix them and then serve the chazan kala, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if anyone discusses it here openly. Let's just get through this. We'll see. And then he writes, V'yesha, birkas erisin, who birkas chasanim under the chuppah, omrim also al shnei kosos as well, afilu mekadesh b'shas chuppah. Our practice is to have two cups. We don't have to have actually two cups, but you should have two separate brachos, one the bracha of the erison, and a separate bracha on the sheva brachos. That's what we practice under the chuppah. V'noagin lahafzik beinem kriyas ksuba, like we know, we interrupt, you have a separation between the kedushin, then we have the reading of the ksuba, and then we have another kos where we say the bracha of sheva brachos on that second kos.
Didn't we discuss that kos before? But
yeah, we did this guy very. Yeah. Yeah, this is it's brought here a second time. Very good. Okay. Okay. Let's go now to Siv Katan Yud Zayin in the Pischei Tshuva, and we'll do Siv Katan Yud Ches. We'll finish this off. The Pischei Tshuva writes, "Ayin Sefer Makne." Should we do this one? Yeah, that nira she the yachal echa levarach birkas amazon v'yote kulam shisha brachos yachal kulam rather. V'shisha brachos yachal litein la'acher levarach. You could have different guys split it up, as we know. So he said one guy did benching, the other guy said all six brachos. V'acharkach mevarach mevarach birkas amazon bari pergafen al kos shelo u'motzi afla also shebirach sheish brachos. Chein mashmer v'loshen Rambam v'shulchan aruch leo. V'evan okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay, they speak about splitting up 1 to 6, but we know our custom is to really give everybody, or at least split all six brachas up to give to people around the table. Then the Pischei Tshuva writes in Siv Katan Yud Ches Kisvar HaRishonah.
Does that have to be only to people who bench?
No, it doesn't have to be. So then the Pischei Tshuva writes in Siv Katan Yud Ches Kisvar HaRishonah that the practice was to have two separate kosos. So he says, "Ayn b'tshuvas Chaim Shaul shehevi divrei Rav Yavetz dim ira b'leil Pesach." So very appropriate. We're leading up to Pesach. We're during halachas of Pesach before. So let's say Sheva Brachos happens on Pesach, and this does happen. So yachal levarich birchas chasanim b'kos birchas amazon deha ba'alma ikamandamer di shevarich Sheva Brachos al kos birchas amazon. Right? What's the problem? You can't have an extra cup. You can't have a fifth kos on the Seder night. So if you're having a separate kos now for the Sheva Brachos, that's going to be a fifth cup. So when it comes to Leil Seder, you are allowed, even though normally you hold like the first opinion, they need two cups for Birkas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos, Leil Seder, you could combine them all into one cup because you can't have extra kosos on this Seder. V'chein kasa maran, v'agam shein amina kein, even though in general we don't hold that way, you can combine them.
Why would there be an extra cup?
Because of the Sheva Brachos.
You can only drink from one cup.
No, but remember you split them up. We have the chasan kal. You have a birkas hamazon cup, and then you have another cup for the sheva brachos.
You give it around to everybody.
Yeah. So.
So now you have two.
I'm making a second for bari piar gafen.
No, that's fine. But you're drinking from it. You mix them and you give to the chasan and kal and you give them out.
Let's say for a third. Let's say for any of the arbokosos.
Uh huh.
Let's say for the third cup, whatever it is.
Uh huh.
Make the bari piar gafen, and I drink a cup of wine. Then I see another cup of wine there. I can't drink another cup of wine.
It seems that it's near kemosif ala kosos. It appears as if you're having extra cups. So I'm at my fourth kos now, but I got a second one right next to me. It appears as if I'm having a fifth cup here.
But the kos that he's drinking is a mixture of the two. It's not a separate one. Right. It's what I'm saying. It's one
right.
Cup.
Granted, but now this other cup for the chas and kala, it's going to be in addition to their birkas and mazon cup as well.
Why can't it be his birkas and mazon?
Because it can't. You can't. Because we're holding right now that birkas and mazon. And think of it like this: that there's not one guy benching. Normally, one guy doing benching. The Leil Seder, every single person has their own cup now for benching.
They pour from that mixed cup into that
no,
cup.
Because we already said this opinion holds: you can't combine Sheva Brachos with a benching cup. So Chassan and Kala have their own benching cup, and now they're handed that Sheva Brachos cup to drink as well. That's the fifth cup for them.
Why can't they just pour it into their kosher?
Yeah.
Pour it into their kosher?
No, because you don't have it. That's not until kosher.
No, that's you just answered it. That's their benching cup.
The benching cup, so you can't mix that with the shiver.
Why can't they mix it? Why can't they pour it into their benching cup?
Because you have to have separate cups.
You have to have a cup. You make the bracha and then you make the shev bracha.
Yeah, but the other cup needs the other cup needs to be drunk. You have to drink the other cup also.
Right,
the shev bracha.
No,
but then you're ruining your benching cup.
You have to drink them one after the next.
It's another cup. It's a fifth coast.
No, that doesn't look like an extra cup. You're not making another brave for a cup.
It doesn't matter. You have to. But you just said, could you drink one cup after the other cup?
What if I had a cup that was too small? I could drink two small cups.
I'm not sure if you can.
I
don't know if you can.
I think you can.
All right, anyways, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up, next week we'll finish this simon. And we'll decide whether we should continue or not.
Transition.
Maybe we'll take a Pesach break and we'll figure out afterwards if we should have more Thursday night.